Turning now to the administration of stamp duty land tax. For a notifiable transaction, the purchaser must deliver a land transaction return to HMRC within 30 days of the effective date. In most cases, the effective date will be the date of completion. The land transaction return must include a self-assessment of the tax chargeable, and the SDLT must be paid within 30 days of the effective date. Notifiable transactions include A. The acquisition of a freehold, B. The acquisition of a lease, C. The grant of a lease for a term of 7 years or more, and the grant of a lease for a term less than 7 years if either the premium or rent is chargeable at 1% or more. No return is required if the transaction is exempt. For example, if the transfer is a gift under Schedule 3 FA 2003, or in general, if the chargeable consideration is less than £40,000. If a self-assessment is not made, HMRC has power to make a determination of the amount of tax chargeable in respect of the transaction. This has the same effect as a self-assessment. The purchaser may amend the return within 12 months after the filing date. HMRC may correct obvious errors in the return within 9 months after the filing date. The purchaser is liable for payment of the tax, which must be paid not later than the due date for filing the return. If a determination of tax is made by HMRC, that tax is payable within 30 days after the determination. Interest is payable if SDLT is paid late. Interest runs on unpaid tax from the end of 30 days from the effective date. Interest can also be charged on unpaid penalties. If tax becomes repayable, interest is payable by HMRC between the actual date of payment and the date the repayment check is issued. There is an extensive penalty regime similar to that which applies for individuals and companies. There is a flat rate penalty for failure to deliver a return. This is £100, increasing to £200 if the return is more than 3 months late. There is a tax-related penalty for failure to deliver a return. If the return is not delivered within 12 months, a penalty of up to 100% of the SDLT chargeable can be levied. This is in addition to the flat rate penalty. A daily penalty of up to £60 per day can also be levied on late returns. Daily penalties can only be levied after a formal notice to deliver a return has been served. Tax-related penalties apply for incorrect returns. The penalty is up to 100% of the tax understated on the return. Finally, a penalty of up to £3,000 can be charged for failure to keep and preserve records. With effect from a date to be announced, the penalty for an incorrect return will be replaced by the general penalty regime for an incorrect return in Schedule 24 FA 2007, which will apply to all taxes and duties. That concludes this lecture on stamp duty land tax administration.